Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Which Cowboys are under the most pressure, and what even is pressure? Because there are apparently different definitions of it, as Choppy and I found out on Friday. Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. So, Sean, late last week, we weren't even doing a pressure segment. We were talking about an NFC East roundtable discussion that had happened on ESPN, and it ended up kind of taking a detour onto the topic of Dak and the amount of pressure that he's under this year. And Choppy and I were disagreeing on it, and one of us, I won't say who, feels like he is not under much pressure at all this year relative to other years, and the other one of us felt like he's under some of the most intense pressure he's been under in his entire career.
Well, look, it all depends how you define the pressure. He's under a ton of pressure in my mind, because in my mind, I'm like, if Dak Prescott doesn't have a great season, I'm finished with him. I want to start over. I'm finished in believing there's any chance that he's going to take them where they need to go, especially if he gets hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mind. Are the Dallas Cowboys, if they go 7-10, is Dak Prescott going to lose his job? The answer is no, because of the contract. Also, because they're not going to use a first-round pick. I don't believe that the Cowboys would draft a quarterback in the first round. That's my opinion.
So we had split over this. I had said that I think that this is about as intense of pressure as Dak can be under right now.
Like, he's got the most pressure in the division, I believe.
I think he has the most pressure internally put on by himself this year. I think he's got the most pressure in terms of where he's at in his career. And, dude, it's got to start happening at some point. He's under pressure in terms of being able to stay healthy, like you were just talking about. And the other aspect of this is, because Choppy's contention was the only person really under pressure this year is Schottenheimer. And to me, because it's like, it's him. And then he's got to be the one to change minds. To me, if you've got Schottenheimer under pressure, Dak lobbied for that. And Dak, I think, is under pressure as an evaluator of the coach. Dak is under pressure as an ability to stay healthy, an ability to lead this team, and an ability for the front office to say, like, are you going to be able to do this? I think he's capable of doing it, but I think there's absolutely pressure there, too. This year is going to determine a lot in a number of areas.
I don't think anyone else besides you, and it's not an insult to you, you're a Cowboys insider for some reason.
I'm a genius.
No one else knows or thinks, well, that's Dak's head coaching pick.
So again, that's,
you know what I mean?
And that's where Choppy and I were splitting. Choppy was looking at it from what are outside narratives. I was looking at it from, this is the most pressure on him from the front office of, this was your guy, so you need to show us.
Who's the highest paid player in the National Football League per year?
Dak Prescott.
That is a problem for Dak. Perception-wise, it's not a problem for him in his wallet. I think it will hurt Dak that no one has leapfrogged him the way the Cowboys probably anticipated he'd be third. Oh my God, look, he's already fifth. He's already dropped down to seventh on the highest paid player list. Yeah, I'm smart to get out in front. No one has topped it. That is going to continue to be brought up on this show and all the other shows until someone does. So that's another pressure point. He's still the top paid player in the National Football League at 60 mil.
Okay, so let's take a
look. And then you always have the usual easy, there's always the most pressure on the Dallas Cowboys quarterback,
sure,
which is true.
All right, let's take a look at some of the other players on the roster who are facing a lot of pressure this year, whether it be for their job, their reputation, whatever else. And you can weigh in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053. That's 877-881-1053. First name up here. How much pressure is George Pickens under? to perform this year. He's in a contract year. He's got a certain reputation. It feels like a pivot point in his career for, like, are you going to be viewed as a problem?
Yeah.
Because this is your chance to show it was Pittsburgh and not you. If it happens here, now we have a trend.
A lot of pressure.
And is it?
A lot.
Is the pressure?
For his own wallet.
I was going to say, is the pressure greater on him to perform or to behave?
That's a really good question. I'll say it's to behave.
Yeah, because I think most people would say, I can take something and turn him into that, but I need to know he can be a good teammate, yeah. And I need to know that he can...
I'll say there's more pressure to behave.
Next one on this list, as we're talking about Cowboys under the most pressure. I think that he's, probably under more pressure to behave. And I think he's under...
Because 1 year of George having mediocre numbers, I don't think stops anyone from going... I got years of highlight reel. I know what he's capable of.
Only so many balls to go around. He's playing with CD. Like there are ways to explain it. I think his actual statistical performance, pressure out of 10 is probably a 6 this year. I think to behave, it's a 9. Like he's got to show that he can be mature.
I agree.
Next one on this list, and this would strictly be about performance. Another guy entering a contract year and who had a down year last season, Jake Ferguson.
Huge. A lot of pressure. My buddy who told me about Jake Ferguson before coming out, because he had done the Wisconsin research, is like, am I going to look good or bad on Ferguson? He was asking me that in Maryland. And I was like, well, ability-wise, attitude-wise, it's all there. Let's see what happens in terms of the health. He had the fumbling issue, and mentally, he did admit that injury rocked his world. Ton of pressure, because to me, if Jake Ferguson has the season that he had last year, he's gone. See you later.
I think it's there's a lot of pressure in terms of being able to get paid and show the Cowboys like I think they believe in him as a culture guy and everything else, but to show.
What deal would Jake have to cut you right now to sign him?
Oh,
with an extension.
Less than Schultz. Like it would have to be less than Schultz probably.
It definitely better be less than Schultz.
No, I know, but like if you're talking about the numbers that we were throwing around at the time for Schultz where he was at, like even with whatever inflation has occurred since then, I would say he's probably got to be 8 a year right now for me
Schultz
to get it done.
Schultz got 3 for 36.
Yeah, he needs to be 8 a year probably to get this done.
Right now.
Yes. Over on the Fantex 901, Pickens will overtake CD as the number one. There's more pressure on CD to stay number one on this squad.
No.
No, I think Pickens is better. And 254 says Diggs for sure. Let's go ahead and jump to that one. Trayvon Diggs. How much pressure is Trayvon Diggs under? On a scale of 1 to 10.
I mean...
He's another guy that got paid, and it seems like...
Give me his health. Like, if he misses half the year, Shereen Williams keeps speculating almost the entire season, we don't need to be asking this question. And what is his out on the contract?
But does he attack his rehab the right way? So last year, he was slow to return, had the issues, because, as we've heard reported, Broaddus has mentioned it, Todd Archer's mentioned it, that they felt like Diggs didn't approach his rehab the right way. So he could be out for half the year, and that could still be something he did and something he showed them with his work ethic.
When can they get out of his deal? When would they get out of it?
Probably next year.
Yeah.
If they needed
to. A lot of pressure on Trayvon Diggs. I think the fan base has turned. The fan base has turned from a tackling standpoint, from an attitude standpoint. He's Micah's right-hand man, so when they're doing the podcasts and talking about leadership and Micah catches strays for that, Diggs is right next to him catching some of that Peyton Russell tree bark that comes from that. And I'm there with Diggs too.
I was gonna say, what's the roller coaster been like for you with Trayvon Diggs? Because obviously there was a time where everybody was very defensive over Trayvon Diggs because of the PFF attacks he was.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thunder for being a double move burn guy. And then I think people felt like, man, nope, they rapidly defended him. And now it feels like he's on the wrong side with most Cowboys fans because of demeanor almost more than anything else.
I don't like Trayvon Diggs' attitude.
He used to, it felt
he
like
was an amazing interview we had with him a couple years ago at camp. Amazing.
He felt so much, I hate to say it, Like, I do worry, like, was there any bit of...
angry, bitter?
Was there any bit of Albert Haynesworth disease with him? Like, he got paid, and it's like, cool.
Right.
We're good. And that he settled into that. Two more players here as we go under the... take a look at the Cowboys under the most intense pressure this season before we jump to a couple coaches. We can take these individually, or we can take them as a tandem if you want. Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele.
I mean,
I think Guyton is under more pressure than Steele.
Well, Steele is one of these guys that the fan base a lot also want him replaced.
Yeah, I just view Steele
like
as
a make or break.
I think Steele feels like he maxes out. Like, A, I think they feel like he's maxed out every bit of talent that he has. He's reached a lot of it, and that's through hard work and everything else. And you're hoping that he can bounce back a little bit because you've seen it from him before. I think Guyton is under more pressure because that would be a feeling from fans of like, you had all this talent to tap into and you didn't.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think Steele's going to catch more heat. I don't know about that. I don't know.
If they play the same exact way they did last year, at the end of the season, who are you complaining about more?
Guyton.
So that would feel like
he's got the higher pedigree,
and so Guyton
at the more important position.
Guyton would feel like more of the guy to me as well, because I think that there's been a lot of talk. Schottenheimer's gone out of his way to say, "Hey, he's been one of the top tier offseason workers. He's been great." Steele, again, year two and year three, he showed stuff that people didn't think he was capable of. That I think showed, okay, that guy worked hard. He's clearly getting everything he can out of himself. And there was a big thought within the Cowboys organization, I think, that Mike Solari regressed him. That hit, part of his regression was Mike Solari not reaching him the right way, and that Clayton Adams can bring some of that out of him. Guyton, it's like, it's just got to click, especially when you're a first-rounder. Similarly, I mean, we can talk about that. Do you think there's any pressure this year on Mozzie, or is that already signed, sealed? We know what Mozzie Smith is.
Oh, I don't think anyone has any high-grade expectation for Mozzie.
So he's at this... Guyton's then at this pivot point that Mozzie was probably at last year, at the entering the year.
No, I'm willing to be more patient with Guyton.
I think Guyton's going to be good. I still believe in that. Like, I wasn't deterred at all last year by the way he performed. I thought he was going to struggle.
And this is probably it for Mozzie too.
Yeah, I would think so. Year three, like entering year three, this is around the time they got tired of Taco Charlton.
More pressure. I mean, is it a Ferguson type pressure
for
Mozzie, or he has less? It's definitely less expectation. There's no expectation for Mozzie Smith here.
It's Tristan Hill, Taco Charlton. It's,
yep.
Can you turn into a starter, or can you turn into somebody we consistently use? There's a little bit of that. And then here in the final minute or two, Brian Schottenheimer or Matt Eberflus, year one, because I think some people are going to be willing to give Schottenheimer a little bit of leeway. Who's under more pressure for the future of their career this year, Eberflus or Schottenheimer? Because Eberflus might be jeopardizing any chance he has of being a head coach again.
For the future of their career?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Eberflus.
Do you think Eberflus did too much bad in Chicago to even salvage it here?
Salvage it here? I'm not hiring Matt Eberflus as a head coach again.
Yeah, that's not what I mean. I mean, to do anything here that would salvage his career as a head coach somewhere else.
Oh.
Like, Quinn was able to salvage his career again.
Yeah, man. You know, it's so fickle. You can have an all-world defensive season. 3 years in a row, if you have great, great years, you'll become a candidate again. These NFL GMs and front offices, they're suckers, just like everyone else.
Are you giving, this came up with this last week a little bit, are you giving Schottenheimer any bit at all of a pass this year since he's trying to establish something new? Or do you just say, no, you've got to be better than you were last year, or you're already under indictment?
I'm giving Brian Schottenheimer a little bit of a pass because of the roster questions.
And that just extends 1 year for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's never been a head coach. We cannot forget that we all called this a joke.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot forget that we all mocked this, made fun of it before Brian charmed us at the microphone.
Right.
Like we have to remember all that.
Gosh, could you imagine him back in the day? He would have been so great on The Bachelor. He would have just been charming all of them. He would have, if he was competing for the affection of a girl, he would have won that show easy.
B-Lo.
B-Belt.
Every single day at this time with our Cowboys insider, Roberto, here on DFW Sports Station, we have another NBA Youngboy ticket giveaway. And let's talk about the new head coach of the Dallas Stars, with Mac Engel, our boy from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and Zoom after this.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.